6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, we got lots of noise. But this might be a mistake. All right, let's do this. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. I hear angry birds. I just heard a twig snap, which usually is like the sound of an owl leaving a branch. Anyway, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. It's a fairly nice day. It's sunny, it's warm, it's about 10 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer. And I have just realized that I've made a potential mistake. There may have been an error in judgment because I said to myself, oh, look at the nice weather. We can go outside. Is it going to be windy? It's just a little bit windy, barely. Well, let's just go to the creek. And so here I am at the creek. And now I'm remembering that it rained last night. It rained yesterday. And it might have even rained this morning. I'm looking at the treacherous slope. How treacherous is it going to be? All right, well, I'm going to try to go down this hill very carefully because it is wet. It is dirt. It is slippery. All I have to hold me up are some dry leaves, and I'm making it down fairly safely. Okay. So in general, this is probably a mistake. At least I didn't wear my good shoes. I'm wearing last year's good shoes, which aren't good anymore. Oh, okay, I'm down in the creek. And I'm just looking around right now. Looking to see who or what, if anyone, has been lurking around in here. Some of the golf balls that were in the creek have moved. The yellow one is gone altogether. Now, does this mean that somebody was down here looking for golf balls? Or does just this mean that there was enough water flowing through here that it dislodged any of the golf balls and just moved them further downstream? Who knows? Quite mysterious. Alright, so... Yeah, I'm having a day. Pretty good, not too bad. Slept sort of odd, but I always do. Got up at a reasonable hour, sort of. I mean, I woke up at a reasonable hour. And I said, oh, I should go back to sleep. So I did. For another hour and a half or thereabouts. All right, I'm going to generally walk upstream here. I do see a golf ball. Again, it's just an old golf ball that was here over winter. Not a new golf ball. The golf course has not opened yet. I'm looking up into the trees. I'm looking for my winged friends. And I don't see much of anything happening. Okay, so... let's walk upstream a little bit. See if there's anything happening up here. Oh, gotta step over logs. Alright, so what's been happening at Action Base 5 recently? Well, in the last 24 hours, what have I done? Oh, I drank an interesting drink. And I went to the store. That was pretty exciting. And I watched one of my crazy movies. And it was extra crazy, and I enjoyed it. And let's go up here. That's not the most important thing I did. The most important thing that I did was that I unpatched my synthesizer. So it's bare. It doesn't even have a clock chain hooked up. It's just nothing. And so, last night, before going to sleep, I started thinking about what I wanted to do, and I realized that I just can't go into this as haphazardly as I normally would. I need to think ahead. I need to plan. Because I need to come up with some kind of decent performance patch. A patch that I can perform for about 15 minutes. That takes a little bit of thinking ahead. And, you know, it requires a smart use of everything. Because my synthesizer isn't really very elaborate. I mean, it's a little nutty. Yeah, sure. But it's not, you know, like, what the hell's up here? Oh, it's just a squirrel. There's a squirrel up here moving around. Slowly. I thought it was a mati. Oh, looking up into the owl trees, I'm not seeing anything. So I've been sort of thinking about what kind of patch I want to create and how I want to create it. And basically this entails thinking about what kind of music I actually want to make. How this is going to evolve over 15 minutes. And there's some conscious thought as to, you know, what are my performance parameters? What are the synth parameters that I'm going to manipulate during this epic 15-minute jam? So I've been thinking about these kinds of things as I look up into the trees. I've been thinking about this. And basically, I'm going to keep it real simple. My whole idea here is we'll start off with something that's kind of ambient and spacey. And then, I just spooked some ducks. Some birds went crazy over there, and then some ducks just took off. I think they were mallards. They were about 12 meters up the creek in the water. Yay, so we have ducks. I knew we would see ducks soon. Didn't think we'd see them today. But that was great. See, those blue jays were freaking out up there on that golf course tree. And they flew away. And between that and me, this kind of spooked the ducks. And the ducks went flooshy, 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 floosh. And I think I know where they are. They're probably up there right around the bend in that deep water. Let's go up there, see if they're up there. So what I want is a patch that starts all slow and ambient-y. And then I can drop a beat into it about halfway through. Nothing hard and heavy. Nothing acid, nothing techno. Just maybe some, you know, casual wacky toe donk-donk music. Alright, I'm going to check this tree for a second, because I think owls live in this tree. So I got to think about my voices. and how I want to use the voices of my synthesizer, and, you know, therefore have efficient use of all the modules. And my big plan here, my big plan is to focus rhythmically. I'm not going to try to do a whole bunch of melodic stuff. Try to introduce multiple melodic lines. I really don't have the sort of gear to do that yet. I'm thinking about a specific thing that I need, but... So instead, I think it's going to be basically the modulation show. I've got a lot of good modulation sources. There are birds freaking out up here. And I can swiftly change between different modulation profiles. And that's very convenient. And I think, you know, that's going to be my sort of main modus operandi. Okay, let's see. Where's our ducks? Are they right up here? Are we sneaking up on ducks right now? Where did those duckies go? No, they are not right here. I thought the ducks would be right here swimming around. I think they're a little bit further around the bend then. Okay, so look up into the trees, look for owls. Any owls around today? We've seen the first owl of the year. We've seen the first marmot of the year. Or I should say of the season. What else do we got going on? We got lots of woodpeckers woodpecking. So that's good. Brrr. So, yeah, hopefully I'm going to spend some time today working on some synth stuff. Oh, it's kind of slippery down here. It's a little slick. There's a woodpecker across the creek. What tree is he on, making that kind of sound? Bronk, bronk, bronk. And where's my Matis? We should have spotted a marmot down here by now. Where the hell are they? We know they're out. We've seen their tracks. Oh, yeah. So basically what I need to do is I need to set up a patch that's kind of bland and workable, but is sort of wide-ranging enough that I can switch up the modulation profile quite a bit and get very different things out of it. More birds wigging out. What's going on up there? So I have to sort of plan this. I sort of actually have to spend some time thinking about what this patch is going to be instead of doing my normal lackadaisical thing and just start, you know, plugging stuff in. Right? So I got to think about setting it up for maximum modulation versatility. Now, when I say modulation profile and start talking about modulation versatility, what I'm talking about here is setting up something basic that sounds good, but also sounds good in different modes. So, you know, if I'm going to start off doing ambient stuff, we're going to have lots of pads, right? We're going to have long, drawn-out pads. You know, that kind of stuff. And so I want to be able to play that for a while. But then we need a good way to change that. And we can do that through the use of modulation, using gates and other control voltage things to vary those parameters. And so therefore making my role that of playing the modulation instead of like playing the notes and the velocity, which is what I would normally do. But this is the new Tobe. This is the new Tobe show. We're not going to do that. We're getting technical. We're getting super technical. And so if we have a long pad, you know, during the ambient section of the performance, just wow, wow, or something like that, later on I can switch in some modulation, meaning I can switch in some kind of control voltage that will control the gate differently, or control the VCA. So instead of just wow, wow, maybe we have ow, 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 ow. We gotta figure out a way to use basically all the same sort of, recycle the sounds, keep everything sort of set up, but just be able to change it up timbrally and rhythmically with the modulation, because we can change sounds with modulation without actually sort of changing the sound in the synth, whatever synth part we're using. You know, we can open up, you know, you can have an oscillator going and it sounds one way, you know, whoo, and then you flip on the wave folding and turn it up all the way and then it goes, you know. So we're going to be doing that. And that's because this is going to be kind of like my main performance parameter. This is the thing I'm going to be changing the most as I perform this patch. Going to be changing the way things are modulated, which will change up rhythm, which will change up timbrality, the timbre of individual sounds. And in this way, I can stretch out a simple, you know, doop-a-doop to 15 minutes. As long as, you know, the sound, as long as the track just sort of keeps on evolving. So that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about how do I set up this evolution in my patch. Oh, I'm seeing Mati footprints in the mud down here. I'm standing at the jump-off spot for going upstream. We will not be going upstream. I mean downstream. Because there's water in the creek. All the mud is real mushy-mushy. Very few of my rock-hopping rocks are above water level. So we're not going hopping downstream today. Oh, no. There's no golf balls down there anyway. There's no reason to go down there. Don't need to get covered in mud. We can just stay here and enjoy the lovely weather. It is lovely. It's a nice spring day. It is officially spring now. Wasn't the armistice, or wait, no, the solstice? No, wait, no, the equinox? The paradox? Didn't we just have some kind of quarter day? Yeah, we did. Squawk, squawk. And although I am sort of enjoying just standing around down here, I kind of got to wonder what else there is to do. Let's go back over here and look at the one or two golf balls that are in the creek. Yeah, I'm not going down there because look, you go down there, you're going to slip and fall, you're going to slide into the water, blah, it's just going to be Mud Festival. Mud Festival 2024. There's a white golf ball under some leaves, some muddy leaves. There's a golf ball up there, nothing worth getting excited about. Oh, I think I can see a white golf ball up on the other bank too. Probably was covered up with leaves last fall and is only now being exposed. So today is a very pensive day for me. Today is going to be a day of chilling out, Trying to remember to take my medications on time, which is getting to be a real pain. I can't remember anything. I forgot to take this one thing yesterday, and I was all weird all last night until I remembered, hey, did I take that pill? God, I don't think I did. Oh, geez, right? So, ooh, I see something blue over there. Is that a blue golf ball? Wait a minute. This is getting serious now. Can we even get across the creek if we want to? Oh God, the mud looks so slick. I'm just gonna pretend I'm not seeing that. Whatever that is, there's something blue poking out between some leaves over there. And it's about the size of a golf ball. And if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you do know that the blue golf balls are the most coveted golf balls. Well, after purple. We do love our blue golf balls. What is that over there? Is that just a piece of paper? Is that just a piece of blue bottle cap sticking out? Vasis Los, there's that white ball that I saw. We can't get across the creek today. I'd have to walk through 20 meters of very sticky, very wet mud. That's no good. Okay, giant bird flying over. It's a red-tailed hawk. Holy crap. He's flying above the creek. He's just, ooh. He flew all the way over. He's not interested. He's circling around. He's heading upstream. And he is now still heading upstream, and he has left my field of vision. Okay, so we saw a big red-tailed hawk. That's cool. Maybe he's going to come down to the creek and play. Maybe we should go chase him. Maybe we should go see what he is doing. Yeah, so I got to think today. I got to think about what I want to do. Not worry so much about what the music is, so much as how I'm going to manipulate it. And, of course, I got to take the least amount of equipment. All right, I'm going to try to climb up the treacherous slope now. Oh, boy. This is the tricky part. And I have to make sure I don't fall down. That's the basic strategy here. Not falling. Okay, I'm good. I climbed all the way back up. I'm exiting the creek. Hey, there's one of the tow truck guys. There's a family in my neighborhood. They have a towing business. Looks like the guy's got a job. He's driving the tow truck down the street. Squawk, squawk, angry squawk behind me. I'm looking forward. I'm looking downstream. I'm in the outside of the creek. I'm up on the bank. There's a little bit of a breeze. Oh, that was exhausting. Why am I so weak? Oh yeah, I haven't been out of the hospital for all that long. Don't laugh at me. Rude bird. Well, I was hoping I would be able to see that hawk hanging out in one of these big old trees down here. But it looks like he went further down there. Alright, what else is going on? What are the birds doing? What are all my bird friends thinking? So I actually did sit down yesterday at my synthesizer last night after I unpatched. And I just plugged in Florian. And I just had a bass wobble going just whoa, 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 whoa. Then I added an offset so I could sort of change keys on command. I think that's going to be what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to run just about everything into some kind of switch and into the quantizer, and we'll put offsets on it so we can occasionally change chords. That's going to be the plan. And we can do some clock tricks, we can do some clock punching in, punching out as a performance parameter. We can do the chord change. What I need for this kind of thing is, what's this? Oh, that's just a squirrel's butt that I'm looking at. I thought I saw a mati on the edge of the creek. No, it is a squirrel. He does not see me approach. He does not appear to hear me. What's he digging at? He's got something he's really, really, really interested in that he's digging up. He's thinking, oh, I remember I buried an acorn right around here somewhere. He's very concerned with digging it up. He's still a digging. What's he? Dude, it can't be that far down. It's not like you used an excavator to bury it. All right, looks like he got it. All right, I'm turning around. Now, originally I was thinking I wanted to use Florian for bass, right? Because that's what Florian does best. Just that low bass. Super analog, beautiful sound. But I thought, no, what if we did something different? What if we did bass? So I basically sort of started with that idea and thought, okay, well, maybe we can do something to chop it up later. Well, yeah, we can kind of chop it up because by stretching it out, whoa, 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 you don't really hear the beats because it's really ticking through, you know, a sequencer. It's going boom, 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 boom. But the filter is set up so it just kind of goes whoa, 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 whoa. You don't hear the initiation of the note, right? Well, that's one thing we could change. Just by turning a dial, separate those notes, and it could become a new thing. So that's what I got to think about. I got to think about, how am I going to evolve the sounds? How am I going to evolve the rhythm? And I don't mean the drums when I say the rhythm. I just mean the general rhythms of various other voices. And I'm not going to put any drums in it at all, I don't think. I think when I drop a beat in, it's just going to be a kick and maybe one other thing, maybe like a stick sound or just something very simple, because I don't want to turn it into a dance fest. I wouldn't want anybody to think I was a DJ. Ugh. I'll die if anybody says, oh, I caught your DJ set. Oh, please. Ugh, everybody's a DJ. Everybody's a web dev. Everybody's a everything. And so, that's what I'm going to do today. As soon as this is over, I'm going to... What am I going to do? I think I'm going to make some rice. Make some rice. And eat some lunch. And then I'll probably chill out for a while and think and think and think and think. And I'll probably have to put on one of those crazy movies that I like. I'm really getting into watching wuxia movies, Chinese costume, wire fu, magic fantasy craziness movies, because these are just great. And they've always got an invincible sword goddess. And you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. Yeah, the end of the line, yes.
Oh, I'm exhausted. Get in the old car here. Okay. Tune in tomorrow.
37.